I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Wisdom teeth are the last of the permanent teeth to develop. Dr. Deirdre Williams is here to talk about potential issues with wisdom teeth in the teen and young adult years. Dr. Williams is an associate professor and interim program director of the Department of Pediatric Dentistry at MUSC. Dr. Williams, when do wisdom teeth typically come in?
The wisdom teeth are frequently referred to as the third molars. They are the third set of permanent molars to come in. The first set comes in around age 6, the second around age 12, and the third set or final set of permanent molars typically comes in between the ages of 17 and 21.
Do wisdom teeth often break through the gums with no problems and no issues?
Well, if you are fortunate enough to have enough space in your arches to accommodate those third set of molars, yes, they can come in with no problems. Or you may have a little discomfort like normal eruption, where you just may use some over-the-counter medications to manage any discomfort.
And what are some of the common problems with the eruption of these wisdom teeth?
Sometimes with the eruption depends on the position of how they're coming in. If they aren't coming in straight up and down, or they may be coming in sideways, can create some additional discomfort. It can serve as a trap for food, which could lead to the development of cavities, which then you could have infections. If you aren't able to clean them properly, you may develop gum disease. So these are some issues that can occur if they don't come in a proper direction.
How can people tell if they're having some difficulties when their wisdom teeth come in and they need to see the dentist?
Typically in that late adolescent, young adult stage, doing a thorough dental exam, we will do an x-ray that goes all the way around a patient's head, called a panoramic radiograph. And this will give us an opportunity to look and see the position of the third molars, the bone levels, whether or not there's any type of issues associated with their eruption.
And when should wisdom teeth be removed because of various problems? What's the threshold there that helps decide when these teeth need to be pulled out?
So it would depend on clinical and radiographic findings. If there is a diagnosis of a eruption cyst, or if there is indication of severely malpositioned teeth in the jawbone, things of that nature. Once you get that good clinical and radiographic diagnosis, will help determine the decision to extract or remove those teeth.
But that's based on the individual. In other words, not all wisdom teeth do need to be pulled out.
That's exactly right. The American Association of Oral and Maxillofacial Surgeons recommends that a decision to remove or keep your third molars should be made way before that third decade, the middle of the third decade of life.
Dr. Williams, thanks for this information about wisdom teeth.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.